Okay, Ion. Is negative pH happening as a biochemical reaction inside the body and not necessarily measurable outside?
No, it will be measurable outside also.
Okay. Is negative pH happening as a biochemical reaction inside the body?
Yes. But it's not limited to just that in function.
Yeah. Happening outside the body at the same time?
Yes.
Okay. That's enough for that little bit.
But they're happening both. They're happening both. You may measure it on the inside. You may measure it on the outside. But just because it's not hitting you in the head between the eyes doesn't move you to the inside of the crevices of the body. It's happening both. As your environment is changing, this is increasing. And as it increases, it'll become more noticeable. More, it's more noticeable, then it'll be everywhere. And everybody says, what are you saying? Since the dawn of the universe, there's always been negative pH. We've proven this 10,000 years ago. And everybody's going to say, oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. The earth really isn't flat. Okay, good. Let's move on.
At one point you said something regarding the acidity and alkalinity of negative pH that we were measuring simultaneously in two different worlds.
That's right.
And
you're not doing a very good job here, so we sent after some help.
Help from other worlds to get the measurements right.
Maybe, or not the measurements right, it's a way to accurately measure. So you're hitting it now and here. But in order for it to become a mark, it's got to be all the time.
Let's go to Wendy's question about the lakes turning up. Was it more CO2, or what was it exactly?
The earth is making these little pockets that are blowing holes in it. That's the change from Fukushima. It's showing up in Russia, but it's Fukushima starting to take hold. We told you all that a long time ago, way back there, when Nebraska was flooding and Los Alamos was on fire.
So this is in Canada that this is happening. Earth is making pockets, and the changes are from Fukushima taking hold. Is that like a geological happening?
It will be when the Chaldean blows.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yum. Mm-hmm. They'll get some tarp to paper that, too. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Toxic assets. Mm-hmm.
The Earth, which has a negative charge density of 6 nanocoulombs per square meter on average, has that changed of late?
Yes, it has. It's constantly increasing. Mm-hmm. Living in a cardboard box, living in a box.
What's increasing, Carol?
The negative charge density of the Earth.
The inverted mass perspective is changing. The inverted mass perspective is going down.
So being in a cardboard box means that if we keep ourselves in that box, then the density has to increase.
You don't fall into a black hole. A black hole soaks you up. You don't fall into a black hole. It soaks you up. It absorbs you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just saying.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Gwydbili's God the Bro explains it perfectly. Don't you remember he needed to make the CERN? He wanted to make accelerators because he had a crack core that didn't make it. He wanted a horse swallowing mechanism to soak up the dead body.
Oh, horse swallow. Oh, gosh.
It was an eight-ball-fueled weekend of debauchery.
So telomeres and magnesium and RNA drops. Apparently magnesium affects telomeres.
Yes.
Magnesium preserves and repairs DNA.
Well, and that's allowing you to ease into the slippage between ascending and perfection. Because sometimes you have those hiccups. It's like pushing the travail of childbirth. It's painful, but you like it once you're done.
So by working you know, on the telomeres, but much more than that, magnesium is helping our ascension.
It's marking the remembering marks of your DNA shift.
March.
And we use to use glib words to play that just so you'll ask more. Because once we develop it, then you'll go, oh, okay, yeah, this is applies to that. And then it'll spur it later. But you can't get it quite yet.
I know magnesium receptor sites are on protein molecules, lots of them. Is it through the magnesium receptor sites this happens?
Yes, in the lipids. Maybe in the lipids.
Yeah, this lipid stuff, I know we keep trying to...
It's the car that the interstate flies on.
It lubricates the action.
Getting greased up, honey.
Back in May 2014, we were talking about hydrogen at room temperature. 25% is going to be para-hydrogen, 75% is going to be ortho-hydrogen. Has that shifted?
Yeah, it's about 60-40 now. It's about 60-40, but now wait a second. Different elevations will affect that. Okay, because you have the levels of argon. Argon is the trebler. When you have a basic makeup of your atmosphere now, when argon becomes as large or as great as oxygen, and oxygen becomes the level of argon, now you get somewhere. And it's coming. Mm-hmm. It's coming. No worries.
60-40, so you're saying that 60 para and 40 ortho.
Yes.
So what ortho is when you get a H2, the hydrogen molecules spin ortho-wise in the same direction. But when you get an H2, the molecules spin in opposite directions with the para. I mean, it's so amazing. The spin is being affected here to the point where the spin is lining up, where the spin is going in the same direction in ortho. So, I mean, that could tilt the world.
They'll call it in sync. It's a sinking in sync.
Sinkholes.
No, S-Y-N-C-H.
Yeah, and in sync, they may call it the kitchen sink, or they may think we're sunk, or it might be that they come sunk. Before it gets
but
there.
See, yeah. As hydrogen is increasing, and if it's also shifting to this more the ortho, are we eventually going to get 100% ortho, or would that be too much of a shift?
It'll probably come to that. It'll probably come to that, but it never will be complete. See, because those variables are intrinsic. Because like if you go down to Nolens, it's not going to ever reach that because they're under sea level now. You see, or if you go
they're
to the craggy
back,
tops of
Oh, shoot. Yeah, no, I've done it wrong. Para is 60%, so para is increasing, and it's the para that's going in opposite directions. Okay, so shifting to where you have like a yin-yang, is that like a canceling that they're both going in opposite direction?
No. It's an increasing velocity. Or so you might say veracity. It's how really caustic acids work. When you take sodium, it's why you can't mix it with the air. It reacts. It's the same way. Until you make it all stable, you make the whole world oil, sodium isn't volatile, is it?
No, right. So if we're getting closer to para, which is opposite spins of the H2. I mean, yeah, I see that as a more stable position. Is that what you're talking about in terms of increasing veracity?
Does a stronger bleach make your clothes whiter?
Not necessarily.
All right, then not necessarily.
Can burn them right off your back. I mean, it can
disintegrate
them.
There you go.
What are we learning, Palmer?
We're learning so much, Bob, that you will never catch up.
Summarize it.
No.
What did we learn?
we know that hydrogen is increasing by leaps and bounds, but not only that, the hydrogen molecules are switching to more predominant para form with the spins going opposite, you know, one clockwise, one counterclockwise. It used to be 25% para, now it's 60. It used to be 75% ortho, now it's 40.
Screw up everybody's measurement system.
Everything. This is just phenomenal.
Ian, you've spoken a lot about the changes in the atmosphere, but not an awful lot about the changes that may take place in the nitrogen portion of our atmosphere. Describe the changes that will take place in the form of nitrogen.
It'll be lessened as the atmosphere goes, but be more concentrated, like a stronger bleach.
Well, to be more concentrated, are nitrogen atoms going to conglomerate in multiples?
And they're going to share different electrons, bind
right.
Different. Remember back to your heart diagram with your C's, hooking your C's together. Same way.
One each?
Yes.
One a day?
One a day. Bob's been taking the same bottle of stuff for 20 years, and he's still asking me how many a day to take. Please deliver me. Back to you, Greg. So do you understand that? Like, nitrogens are just going to line up and share electrons and start smashing and smushing together.
When you concentrate something, and using ions, analogy of chlorine, you know, you can get chlorine at the 12% concentration, 15%
uh-huh.
concentration. So to concentrate the nitrogen, it almost sounds like something else is being removed. Well, there's not an awful lot percentage-wise left when you start concentrating the nitrogen. Ion said that argon and oxygen would kind of do some shift. I'm not sure I got that.
They'll swap. If you look at argon, and it'll become where oxygen is, and oxygen will be about where argon is.
From a percentage concentration in atmosphere?
It'll vary in the percentage of air of what you call atmosphere.
What's the point in knowing this, Greg?
I'm trying to get to that point, Bob, because I'm not sure why knowing it at this point is giving me anything. But
is argon a noble gas?
Well, argon is noble, but it's got a characteristics that are completely different from oxygen. And if oxygen took on the characteristics of argon, it's an extremely dense and slow-moving gas. I mean, argon is used typically in thermal pane windows, because heat doesn't transfer through those molecules easily. But these characteristics, what's oxygen going to take on, and describe the implications of oxygen having similar characteristics to argon ion.
All those words are true, but they're different when you have the new environment. When everything shifts, it won't be so soupy, as you say.
So argon constitutes 1.288% of the atmosphere by weight and 0.934% by volume, and is found occluded in rocks. So let's look up the percentage of oxygen in the atmosphere.
Typically 20 to 21, but Ion's been saying that's diminishing.
Correct. And nitrogen is 79%. So there's where, I guess, shifting in percentages is going to occur. So everything's going to move around.
It sounds like Ion said that nitrogen may still stay at, let's say, 80%, but it would become a more concentrated nitrogen.
Yeah, make way for the volume of the, you know, the bigger volume gases.
So Ion, if let's say nitrogen stays at 80 and oxygen stays at, you know, 19%, or oxygen decreases from 19% to, let's just say, 10%, is it predominantly argon that's going to take up that remaining percentage?
Yeah, just about just exactly the same way that Doris Aker presented it in the Sky Pilots Choir's version of Highway to Heaven.
Sky Pilot.
Walking up the King's Highway.
Okay, so compared to prehistoric times, the level of oxygen in the Earth's atmosphere has declined by over a third. And in polluted cities, the decline may be more than 50%. So it's definitely happening.
Yep. So have the orgasms.
What's happening, Carol?
Oxygen is diminishing.
You got proof of that?
Ta-da! Yeah. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Oh, no, they'll
invite you. Where do you see
anybody.
This, Carol? What's making you see this?
Well, they'll take the oxygen, you know, they'll go to date some area of dirt, and they'll measure the oxygen in it, or even an iceberg, and they'll date it, and they'll say, oh, my gosh, there was all this oxygen way back when, and now there's much less. So, yeah, they actually measure this stuff. But see, what they're doing is saying that as the oxygen is diminishing, the carbon dioxide is increasing, and they don't know that it's really the hydrogen that's increasing. Correct, Ion?
So the eye cell is affecting the hydrogen?
Do not tell them, Bob.
Oh, geez. Yeah, just go around with this.
Carolyn, this
blabble,
is...
Blabble, blabble, blabble.
Well, that's not a bad network party. It's the best show you ever did when you went to sleep last night. That's the best one ever. You got something going on here. Just do the re-shit, and you'll be all right. You run out of material. What are you venting
re-mite.
About?
I'm getting some re-mite.
Well, and Carolyn, what Wendy read was that carbon dioxide is breaking off and turning into a solid carbonate, which is something new that's happening too with carbon dioxide.
You don't respond.
Well, the rat cat factory here is that oxygen's diminishing, carbon dioxide's increasing. Plants can speed up their photosynthesis by up to 25% with increased amounts of carbon dioxide. And when the plant increases its photosynthesis, it produces more oxygen. Ion in the new environment describe if that loop is going to change significantly.
Lord, suffering cats. You don't need a box full of cat crap to tell you that.
Tell you what.
That seems to be the biggest confusion now, that relationship of oxygen and carbon dioxide, because of deforestation and because of all the factors that go into that, that are still very different than it was before. They talk a lot about how much forestry we've lost, and the trees were what ate up the carbon dioxide. So that whole relationship has changed globally. Ion, has that changed in our bodies in the same way, too?
It's shifting. Everything is shifting. You got to come back. It's shifting, of course.